A red letter N unfolds into a spectrum of colors.
Give it up for Lisa Traeger!
Lisa Traeger, dressed in a short-sleeve pink leather jacket and black skirt, hops joyously on stage as her name and the title of her Netflix special appears in soft pink letters, Night Owl. She grabs her microphone. She waves to the crowd.
All right. Thank you for being here. Yay, so happy you're all here. Okay, wow, we got quiet really fast. You were really loud and then, wow. Quick silence. I guess we'll start off, this is like a litmus test for me, just to make sure we're all on the same page. Is there anything worse than when you find out someone you love loves the Lord?
She shuts her eyes, annoyed.
Nothing worse when you're at dinner with a friend and then they slowly bow their head to pray and it's like, I've seen you eat pills off the floor. What? What are you doing? You told me you Eiffel Towered someone with your cousin. Like, what? When'd you get so spiritual, pick up your chin, wear to Popeyes? That's enough. It's enough. Disrespectful to your God, honestly. This is huge. It is really wild to, like, think that people are going to be watching this at home while also watching, like, videos on their phone of rugs getting power washed. You know? That's... To compete with the rug is tough. Because we love it. We love that fucking dirty water. Do you think your rug is like, wow, that looks nice. That looks so nice. I wish I was like that clean. That's so the fucked up thing. Everyone says that phones really divide us and isolate us, but we're all watching the same things. It's actually quite beautiful, right? Like, are you not? You're all watching videos of horse hoofs getting cleaned out, right? Yeah, it's sick. As a child, if someone told you your one source of joy will be watching a horse you don't know get its hoof cleaned, like. It's wild, but we're satisfied. We love it. It's so good. My favorite genre, I would say, of internet video is I love watching women reuniting with lions from their past. That's my favorite. You know, it's a zookeeper type of woman. There's a khaki, there's a low ponytail. And she's just so excited. She's saved up for years. And like, zookeepers don't get paid well. And so she finally gets to go see these lions again, and she is just so fucking hopeful, pumped, excited. And the lions are they're lions. They don't know what's about to happen. And so the lions are hanging, and the lion and the woman do eventually make eye contact, and it is really beautiful. I'll be the lion. Okay, so the lion's here. And then the lion's like, bitch. And then it's amazing, and the lion runs, but you're nervous because it's a lion. But then it's so nice. You learn powerful paw, gentle touch. And men are like, what do women want? This. That's what we want. Just like do construction, but use a little lotion. And that's what we, just watching this lion get pet. I don't know. It made me realize I'm lonely for sure. Once you're jealous of a lion pet, you're like, fuck, I gotta get out there. JK, I'm on my phone forever. I don't know how to step away from my phone. I just don't know how to do it. Anyone that works at Instagram, like if they tracked my phone behavior, they'd be like, wow, we did it. We ruined her life. We did it. 10, 11 hours a day I'm clocking in. I am just scrolling. I have calluses. I have pain. I got tennis elbow, not from tennis, okay? Like, I love it so. Like, if I have to hold a pen differently because of the pain that I have from my phone. If you saw me hold a pen, you'd be like, you know, maybe she was in foster care.
She shrugs.
No one taught her. And I try. I took Instagram off my phone. I lasted 5 weeks, I think. I'm lying. It was four. Okay. I was lying, but my hand said the truth. Okay. fuck you. But then I just got like so into TikTok, and then I had to take TikTok off my phone, and then I reached a darkness I never really wanted, which is YouTube Shorts. And then in YouTube, like to have to take YouTube off your phone, that is, like, I have a problem, and I thought that would be the lowest I can go, but no, now I scroll through my own photos, just...
She mimics the action of swiping.
Memories, bad outfits, bad hairdo, just fluctuating weight. I can't fucking escape it, but they know what I want. They know I want to see a little animal sitting on a big animal, and they give it to me. A rooster sitting on a donkey, I'll donate to your farm, 100%. 100%. I follow Teddy the Shetland, this little horse. Like, I know more about him than my own nephew. What is my nephew up to? I'm not sure. Teddy, he got a new saddle today. Double tap. Double tap. I'm on it. There's a pig I'm obsessed with. She follows me back.
She clenches her fist in victory.
She's so cute. Her big thing is she picks flowers and then decorates her barn with bunches of flowers. Yes, it is fucked up. We animals that can decorate. Like, it is rude. This bitch is setting up a vibe. What the fuck? She does not belong in a sandwich. She belongs in a West Elm making commission, okay? Talented little pig, but... No, I'm a hypocrite. I'm not a vegetarian. Do not worry. I'm a cool girl, but... It's hard not being a hypocrite. There's too many things out there. It's too much. Like, I was always very, I do not support abusers, right? Like, I'm not listening to R. Kelly. I'm not listening to Chris Brown. And then an article came out that said one of the Backstreet Boys is a rapist. And I'm like, guess we gotta separate the art from the artist. Okay. I get it. Like, BSB for life. Yeah, I wish all the rapists weren't so talented, but here we are. Here we are. What are we gonna do, sit in silence? This is good. I have a few more rape jokes. This is nice, this is nice. We got it going. You guys aren't, this is really good. But it's not all animals and fuzzy fun. Like, the phone does enrage me at times too. I forget people can see my comments, and I'm in there. I got a screenshot sent to me by a friend, and it was a comment I had left, and he just wrote, "Wow, you really let that trad wife have it." And I'm like...
She bows her head in shame.
I don't want to get mad. It's not even things I know about, but like, if you did not fill up your wife's Christmas stocking, I am finding a photo of your mother and being like, how dare you raise a son this negligent? Like... I didn't even know it was an issue, but now I don't care. Like, I care so much if these women have things in their stockings. It's wild. I get riled. On April Fool's Day, I forgot it was April Fool's Day, and SoulCycle posted no more Taylor Swift rides, and I am disabled from commenting on SoulCycle's Instagram page. You can't play tricks like that. Fuck. But, yeah, it's for me, it's... phone, weed, Diet Coke. That's, and of course, like Bravo in the background, but that is my all day, just. And then at night, I'm like, why are my eyes dry? I don't feel good.
Lisa presses fingers to her temple.
Maybe it's because you have Baja Blast. Like, I don't drink water, cold brews, Olipop. Yeah, I do want to sponsor. Olipop, 9 grams of fiber. I do love it. Thank you. Do you work for Olipop? Okay, then don't do that. Don't do that. I thought I was about to be part of a marketing campaign, and I'm devastated. But yeah, for me, it doesn't matter what bad habit, as long as I don't actually have to deal with the emotions that are happening around me. You know, as long as I don't have to actually solve what's going on, I'll spend, I'll eat, I'll smoke, I'll get no, I will do whatever to not actually feel my feelings. Like, I tried to fix a printer and I couldn't do it, and I went and got a butterfly tattoo. Now.
She shows her tattoo.
This is so big for someone that's pretty casual about butterflies. Like, I don't hate butterflies, of course, but it's so big. I get riled and I just can't do it. With the weed, I'm delusional. That's my thing. I lie to myself. I always say, oh, I'm not even high. And then I'll just take little puffs throughout the day and I'll be like, oh, I'm not even high. I'm not even high. And then it's time to do my makeup and I'm like, touche. Okay. I guess I'm high and now I look like a Picasso rough draft. Fantastic.
She looks annoyed.
Yeah, you know what I learned? Even if you buy Chanel eyeliner, if you're bad at it, you'll still look bad. You know what I mean?
Lisa shakes her head while looking at the crowd.
I'm always buying expensive items, but it's like, no, but it's still me. It's still me. I'm still not able to do it. And the thing is, they marketed weed as safe and natural from the earth. It helps your anxiety. Like, I just didn't think there was a problem. And then one day I woke up after over a decade of smoking weed every day and went, oh, wow, I've become Mr. Bean. That's what being an adult stoner is like. You think you're crushing it. You're like a British dude in a bow tie, and you're like, everyone's obsessed with me. Like, I'm killing it. I'm so good at everything. But in reality, everyone around you is like, why is she doing that? Why?
She crosses her arms with judgment in her eyes.
What is she doing? She has to stop. But you think you're doing good. Like that, I was test driving a car. Should I have been sober? Sure. But why would I test drive? Not how I live, right? Like, that doesn't make sense. Not everyone laugh. The people that are have DUIs, okay? And it used to be cool. You guys are cute. I'm sorry. This is wild. Okay. But they told me I have to stand right here. It has to be here, and I'm not touching my hair. Okay.
Lisa laughs with the crowd as they cheer and clap.
Oh, man. Wow, thanks. So impressed. But yeah, so I'm test driving the car, and then the dealership guy's here, and I notice in the center console there's a deep rectangle hole. And so I get excited. I turn to the guy, and I go, oh, my God, cool. Is this for sauces? And it's fine. It's not for sauces, but he didn't have to speak to me like that. Like,
she waves a finger.
And if you're a nugget girl, you know that is a perfect little sauce. Like, you do know. But he turned to me and he goes, ma'am, which is a slur. Which is a slur.
She nods confidently.
Stop. Stop calling people ma'am. We do not like it. It makes nobody feel good. And the only people that like it are from the South. And they're like, I was raised that way. It's my culture. Your culture doesn't have a great track record for coming out with words people like to be called. Okay? Stop. Stop. We'll take your sweet tea, just not anything else. Like, but he went, ma'am, the Nissan factory didn't build a sauce hole. I was like, whoa, that's crazy. What are the chances? Because that's actually what I call my pussy. Like, whoa. Wild, me and this Nissan have so much in common, but no, the hole is for, it's for the key, whatever. It's for the new key, because this is not, don't you miss pretending you're in a horror movie and being like, I miss it. I don't need these little robot keys, but whatever. I just humiliate myself stoned constantly. I was hanging out with someone and she had a cool hat on and I went, wow, I love your hat. And she said, it's my first time wearing it. What I heard is I've never worn a hat in my fucking life. And I am just now wearing a hat for the first time. That's what I heard. And so I reacted with, whoa, you've never worn a hat? Like,
she looks around in disbelief.
She lives in Chicago. She's worn a hat, okay? She's worn a hat. But to me, never, never. One time, I embarrassed my own self. I was making eggs, and no one believes me, but the egg wouldn't come out. There was a malfunction. There was glue. Like, something was happening, so it cracked in my hand. I'm very, very powerful. And I've read about the economy, so I was like, okay, I can't waste the egg. Like, I have to use the egg. And so I go, oh, great, I'll just flip it over. I'll flip it over. Yeah, guess what else fell? All the other eggs. Tumbling down. It was that that commercial in the 90s, this is your brain on drugs, but in my own home, it was humiliating. I'm eating an 8-egg crunchy omelet. Like, this is what you deserve, you fucking Gaston. It's just, it's bad. But also, yeah, the fact that I haven't smoked yet, kind of wild. But this is a professional event. Okay, so I'm doing it. We can ease into the immigrant portion of the show. Okay, I am an immigrant. Yeah.
She nods solemnly.
Well, let's see if you relate to this. Okay, so this is, if you don't know, this is what it's like to be a child immigrant. One day my dad called the house and he said, guess what? I got you a telescope. I can't believe it. I'm so excited. Like, I'm gonna have a telescope. He comes home, it's a cantaloupe.
Lisa rolls her eyes.
I thought I was gonna look at the stars. Now I'm eating fruit alone in a basement. Like,
she acts confused.
That's what it's like to be an immigrant child. You just turn into a little Republican racist in your own home. You're like, learn English, we're in America! What the fuck are you doing? And you learn you can't trust your parents. Like, the people you look to for guidance, they don't know what's happening. Like, that basically is what occurs. My dad, I mean, he would steal apples from the Botanic Garden. And I knew, the geese knew, like, that's not what you do. But he just kept doing it. Also, if you want to see an immigrant family fighting, go to a Botanic Garden or a TJ Maxx. That is a fun time. Yeah, my dad, he would buy cheap vodka, pour it into expensive vodka bottles, the only one drinking the vodka, right? Like, who are you punking? But I am lucky to have him. I talk about him a lot, but I am lucky to have my parents. My parents are 86 and 79. And, okay, usually people are like that. But, I'm lucky to have my parents. They're so great. So, yeah, they're 86, 79, born in 1938 and 1945. They were 42 and 50 when I was born. And I would never, ever say this, but my friend Sam Lucky, I'm not retarded. But I...
She waves her hand in negation.
I would never say that. But my friend's a bitch. No, she's really bad. One time my dad, he went into heart surgery, and I went home, of course, and then before surgery, I said, I love you. He did not say it back, and which I get, you know, if you, Stalin's your leader, you might not say I love you. Like, I get that. Yeah, if you grew up in Stalin era, you might steal from every lost and found you've ever seen. And, like, I'm okay with that, but if you are missing goggles, they are in our basement. But... So I get him, but I was telling a friend, and she was like, oh, you need to tell people that. They'll be less upset by your personality. So... that's great. But I am here, my senior citizen parents, and I really do appreciate them, but it's just chaos and embarrassment. That's basically what it is. And I have empathy, of course. 1938, my dad was born, escaped the Nazis. I'm on a horse and wagon through Central Asia. He got this weird ancient fever, survived, then came to America, then came to my softball game, and...
She pauses, looking over the crowd.
A t-shirt that said, Budweiser, King of Rears, with butts on it, okay?
She rolls her eyes and crosses her arms.
The shirt with butts, yeah. I was like, I get that the Nazis were tough, but you're ruining my life. Actually, you're ruining my life, Dad.
She scratches her chin.
And then he was mad at me. Like, that's what's crazy. He was mad at me. He goes, why didn't you tell me this was inappropriate? I'm like, I'm six and those are butts, okay? Why would that be on me? Were butts, like, cool where you grew up? Like...
She shrugs.
But... he's at the games. He's present. He likes being a dad. Like, he's there. It's just always a little off. Like... First grade, Christmas party, everyone brings a snack. He brought a garbage bag filled with popcorn that he popped on his own and then gave it to children with his bare hands.
She scrunches up her hand, miming the scene.
That's what he thought American suburban children wanted, a trash Santa throwing loose corn on their desks.
She releases her hand and rolls her eyes.
it's bad, but he's at the school. Like, that's the whole thing. Like, he wants to be involved. Like, he pushed owls on me. He made me collect owls against my... I did not want owls. I never... I'm a young girl. Why would I want birds that come out at night and stare at you all over my room? Why would I want that? But it felt like one of those situations where your mom wanted to do pageants, but she didn't have the body for it, so she's making you do it. And that's how it felt with the owls, where I'm like, who kept owls from you that... You needed your young daughter to have hundreds of them. And so every holiday, every garage, like all these owls. And then he went behind my back to the school library, made them display all of my owls with a photo of my face that said, Lisa's wonderful and wise owl collection.
Lisa holds her hand straight in front of her as she explains.
My question is, you don't speak English. How did you do that? How did you do that?
She tips her head to the side, inquisitive.
I'm reading menus for him. I'm reading fucking all his mail. I'm translating. And he was able to set up a gallery display behind my back to destroy me. Like, I don't get it. I don't get it. One time, though, I talk about my dad a lot, but one time I was talking about how when we were kids, he didn't believe in sunblock. And after we were sunburned, though, we'd put sour cream all over our bodies. Yeah, communism's tough, okay? But it was cooling and nice. And so I was talking about the sour cream once on stage, and a man from the audience yelled out, "Oh, you're like a little baked potato." And I just felt ashamed how much I liked it. I was like... That is hot. Oh, man. I would like to meet someone. That is a thing for me. It's just weird to want love so bad and then never see a good representation of it. You know what I mean? Like, it never looks good. Sorry if you came here with a partner, but it's just bad. Here's my impression of all my straight married girlfriends. Okay. I have to renew his passport tomorrow. Okay, that's it.
She slices through the air with her hand.
So many errands. Why can't you do it? But yeah, it's because when you're horny and you just want, like, you can masturbate, you can have sex, like, that's kind of easy. When you're horny for love, that's different. I don't know how to, I don't know what to do. Do I hide a phone charger, come back out? I don't know where it is. Like, is that how you masturbate for love? Change the thermostat, come back out? I'm hot, you know, like... It just seems tough. It seems like a lot of compromise. The darkest thing I've ever seen was my mom was drinking tea, and she goes, "I hate this tea." I go, "Okay, why are you drinking it?" And she says, "Well, I bought it. If I don't finish it, your dad gets really mad at me." And I'm pissed. I'm like, "What the fuck? You worked hard your whole life. You deserve whatever tea you want. Like, this is bull." And she goes, "Relax. I use 2 tea bags at a time. It'll be over quick."
She looks at the crowd in disbelief.
So crazy. It's wild, but I want it. I want to live with someone. I want to be with someone. I saw a quote online, always online. It said, make a list of everything you want in a partner and then become that list. That's good advice, but how do I become a big black dude? You know, I'm not an engineer. I wish. Are there engineers here? No, you just touched your eye. That was weird timing. I thought you were an engineer. I'm just impressed with anyone that learns something in school and then uses it later. Like, I can't. Like, to retain information, wow. That is, I majored in sociology. I don't know, what did I learn? It's hard to be poor. Cool. Your neighborhood affects your personality. Like, that is all. But I guess I use it, you know. I'm empathetic. Oh, man. But no, I have a varied type. I'm really interested in a lot of different people. I'm really attracted to people that can walk a dog with no leash. You know they can fuck. You know it. You're whistling and a pit bull's behave. That is respect. Like, that dog respects what you are doing. You know who can't fuck? That's...
She mimes someone pulling on a leash.
Your Frenchie is taking a nap. Yeah, you have no game. You have no game. Yeah. I'm also really attracted to, I like girls who look like they could be in a boy band. I'm very into that. I like a soft butch who can nail choreography. That's my favorite. The only problem with that is sometimes you think you see a hot chick and then, surprise, it is a teen boy. It's bad. You gotta back out of the pack, son, you know?
Lisa walks backwards on the stage.
Like, my bad, I should not have been in there. Yeah, I don't know. Am I bi? Am I pan? Am I straight? I don't know what I am. I'm so jealous of people that know. Like, I just can't figure out. I'm definitely on the spectrum, you know, of sexuality, not autism. But they laughed harder at that at the early show. We'll use that edit. Thanks. Thanks for that. I don't know what I am. I want a girlfriend, but I love cum. And that is, that's what, I like the consistency. You know what I mean? Is this too much? I just love it. I'm not happy about it, but I just, what number on the Kinsey scale is cum hungry lesbian? Like, do we know? I think I'm Miss Pac-Man. If I can identify as anyone, it is Miss Pac-Man. Put a bow on my hair and let me chomp all over town. Like, that is what I truly want. Yeah, I want to see a fucking ghost. That's cool. Eat some fruit. This is not related, but I did live with a girl once who thought she was a witch because she had deja vu, and I miss that energy. To have a dream and then walk out of your room and go, I think I have powers, is so cool. But I'm actually a bad roommate. I did learn that later in life when I lived alone. I finally realized I was a bad roommate because, like, yeah. One day I just looked around my apartment and went, oh, someone was cleaning. Okay, I didn't realize. But one day my tub was gray and I was like, oh my God, I miss my friend. But yeah, back to the cum situation. I'm not happy about it, like, but I get off on humiliation, and there's nothing more humiliating than helping a man have a good time. That is nothing. Ugh. You work so hard for a man to, like, grunt and spit out of his dick, and then you're just, like, sitting there like a Cinnabon at the mall. It's terrible. And, like, you guys always tell us to smile. That would be a great place for you to smile. Like that. Instead of growling. Okay, you're clapping. Wallow, so pointing the clap at his face. That is crazy. But you're also intertwined. It is really beautiful. No, I've seen your hand on his thigh multiple times. I have. You guys are really into each other. Okay. You know what? This is a fun experiment I've been doing. Okay. Clap if you have sex with men. All right, so that's the test group, so no one else clap. Like, only the people that just clapped can clap this next time. Of the people who have sex with men, clap if you've never slapped a dick on your face.
She looks around at the crowd, acting confident.
I don't know what I'm trying to prove, but I feel like a real sociologist. I do.
A group sitting on a sofa claps.
But what is it? You're the only one who clapped, but what was funny is maybe other, like, I like the idea that people are embarrassed to clap that they didn't do that. Like, that's cool. Like, it's like, I'm such a feminist. One dick slap, I'll go bake a pie. Immediately. Yeah. Sometimes I feel like I don't even have the right to vote after. I'm just like,
Lisa chuckles.
Would you guys be turned on or off if during sex someone said they were wet like tres leches cake? How? Okay.
She lowers her gaze in shame.
Neither here nor there, but fun. I do want to say, I'm going to talk about my parents again, but I do want to say, I never realized how hard it was to be a parent until my friends started having kids. That's when it hits you. Like, I appreciate my parents so much. You could just never stop cutting fruit. It is a never-ending journey. And it is wild to see your friends do it. It really is. I don't think I can be a parent. I don't think I could put a stroller together at the airport. That seems really hard. On an edible? Impossible. It's so much pressure. People are boarding. What if your baby falls out? Like, it's just... It seems like so much... The stakes are high. That's the thing. There's no room for error as a parent. You forget your baby bag. Now what? Your baby is starving in a pile of shit? Like, I can't handle that. You have to touch the shit. It's just... It's too much. It's too much work. But... And the baby gums on the nipple. That's, like, really... That's from the devil. That was the devil's idea. The, like... Yeah, you're grossed out at just me pretending to do it. Like... And obviously, no judgment. If you like breastfeeding, that is amazing. But you're a pedophile, okay? That baby is licking her nipple and you belong in a jail cell. That's...
She rolls her eyes in disgust and deception.
And I do know that I come from privilege, but I do have to say, I had a really good time in jail. I did. I really did. We got to heat our cookies up in a microwave. I read a book and I watched The Simpsons. That's a good weekend. I'm sorry. But yeah, back to the baby. But the thing is, because it's so hard, I want to be there for my friends. That's really important to me. I want to be there for all my friends that are parents and mom. They're sore. They're tired. They're leaking. It's a tough life. And so I want to be there for them. And then when you're there for them, it's like they think your life is insignificant and their life is better and worse than yours all at the same time. And you can never feel a feeling again. And it is, I don't know, have you ever told a mom you're tired? Get a helmet. They're pissed. They are... So mad at you. You don't even know what tired is. I'm like, I've done Molly and had to catch a flight. Like, I've been very tired, thanks. We shouldn't have to compare our tired. It's annoying to me. But then when you agree with them and you go, oh my God, it's so tiring, it's so hard, it's a loss of freedom. Like, you make it look actually really terrible. Maybe I won't have kids. They're mad at you too. Like, their response is always like, well, then you'll never have true unconditional love. I'm like, you told me motherhood changed you. I guess you're still a bitch. Okay. So much talk about how your heart opened. I'm just confused. You know, I brought a gift. It's Saturday afternoon. But yeah, I think you should definitely tell your friend she'll never have love. But yeah, that's normal. And we know that's not true at all. Or there wouldn't be homeless gay teens. You know what I mean? You would be able to not be Mormon and have parents still. So it's bullshit. There's a lot of conditions on a lot of parental love. But let's say it's true. I'll never experience unconditional love. Then why are you so jealous of me? Like, you should be nicer. You should be nicer, kinder. Feel sad for me. All the moms are so jealous. Oh, must be nice to nap and shower. Yeah, I don't have love. I think I could be well-rested and clean, you know? Kind of a consolation prize, right? And if you're jealous of my shower, then admit your baby sucks, right? Like, I don't really get it. I'm sorry you can't come to Vegas with us. That must be really hard, but you get to transcend layers of love as you stare into your child's eyes and get to, you know, relate to your parents and, you know, relive your own childhood in this being that you created. And let me try to go get fingered at the Golden Nugget pool, okay? Shit, I just wanna go down a water slide when a stingray is next to me in captivity. That's my joy, let me have it. It's not even on the strip.
She closes her eyes as she shakes her head.
So annoying. Well, have you ever gotten like a really, really dirty text message and then the same day your friend gives birth to a baby and then all the photos save and then your phone looks like an investigation? Is that... Okay.
Lisa smiles.
All right. Oh, man. I am a true crime girly. Like, murder, sex crimes. I'm researching, I'm watching, I'm looking, and it does fuck with your head. It really does. I was in a cab once, and the cab driver stopped, and I said, "Why are you stopping? This is not the address I gave you. I do not feel safe." And he said, "We're at a red light."
She shrugs.
But then he peed in a bottle in front of me. Dun, dun. Okay. They do work hard, but he could have waited. Okay. But that's how I know I fucking belong and love New York City, because I've been almost murdered here 3 times and doesn't affect my opinion. Like, I just love being here so much. I love that I get to record it here and live here. I'm truly... Thank you. It's cool. It is really cool. Yeah, I get pumped. Like, anytime I see the Chrysler building, I'm like, oh, she's so pretty. Like, I love living here. Nothing affects me. I remember when I one of my first apartments, there was rat shit always outside my door. Not really unique. But I was complaining to a friend, and she said, maybe if they think a cat lives there, they'll stay away. So then every week, she'd bring me a bag of dirty cat litter from her cat, and then I would pour cat shit onto rat shit. And then I'd go, in New York, and like, that was it. I just thought it was fair. I'm like, yeah, for sure. You get to layer different animal shits and keep it moving, and then you get to see Broadway. Like that, on a Wednesday afternoon, you get to see the most talented performers ever. Like, yeah, I'll do it. I'll do whatever it takes to live here. I got attacked here once on the street outside my apartment, and my friend's boyfriend, who I hate, saved my life, and...
She closes her eyes as she shakes her head.
Being saved by an enemy, that's tough. That's tough. I wouldn't recommend it. And he was a hero. He was. He said, "I heard your voice and I knew you were in trouble." He ran out. He saved my life. And then I had to be like, "Yeah, so how was your day?"
She laughs along with the crowd.
Oh, no, wait, hold on. Okay.
She touches her hair and immediately stops.
So nuts. That was one attack. And then that apartment was also painted purple and gold. And people would come over and go, "Oh, did you paint this?" Never been more insulted in my life. Like, you thought I bought paints and did a New Orleans motif? That's what you think of me. Just Lakers for life? Like, what? No, I did not paint it. But in that apartment, I caught my building super on a ladder spying into my bedroom window. But because he was whistling, I thought he was a bird for days. For days, I heard the whistling, and I bragged to friends. I go, "Yeah, the birds chose us. It's, like, really special. It's really special for this time of year, yeah." And then my friend came over. She goes, "That doesn't sound like a bird." Pulled back the curtain, and it was a man. It was a man. It was Raul. I know you. Like, what? You can't fix my sink, but you're out here outside my window. Okay, cool. Cool move, bro. I can't even... And he didn't get in trouble because he wasn't masturbating or videotaping, so didn't break any laws, so... Not really a punchline, but maybe something to think about. Maybe... Who is making these laws? Like, what? I guess you could be elbows into an apartment that's not yours if you jerk off later. Like, I don't... understand it. I really don't understand it. I don't get a lot of... You know, one of my biggest rape pet peeves, I would say, is I hate when dudes complain about false rape accusations. Oh, what about the false rape accusations? The women are lying. They're nuts. They're out of here. And then they will fuck the craziest bitch I've ever seen in my life. Like, what? I'm scared of alligators. I would never fly to Florida, jump in a swamp, and go, "I've been nibbled," right?
She opens her eyes wide as she looks at the crowd.
Why are you fucking in the swamp? Like, the DARE program should have been for men's dicks. Just say no. Just say... I have friends that are always like, "Yeah, I fucked her. I didn't even like her." It's like, you don't have to do it. You don't have to do it. Like, stop doing it. It makes no sense. I know she's hot, but she's keying a car. Is that not enough of a clue to you? I just don't understand it. There's no plan of action. Guys act so scared of false rape accusations and then do not take any precautions. If you're someone that doesn't want to get attacked, it's keys between your fingers, right? Earbuds out, mace in your purse, you're fucking ready, location shared. Dudes, what are you doing? You'll fuck a girl with bangs like this, you know?
A woman with bangs in the crowd laughs.
That's a maniac. You're relying your freedom on a straight across bangs. I just don't understand it. She smells like French vanilla. She will lie in court. Like,
Lisa crosses her arms.
For sure. But crazy girls fuck the best. Okay, now you're in jail. Are you happy? Like, I don't. Cool. She had an eyebrow piercing. She's unwell. Okay. Where are my Bravoholics? Yes, you guys, you got to get into the Real Housewives. A lot of you didn't clap, and I think you have like a wrong notion of what it. And you know what's the best part about watching only reality TV? When you do watch Succession, it feels like you're reading. It's awesome.
She looks excited, one hand in the air.
I'm like, wow, so much knowledge.
She scratches her eyebrow.
But Real Housewives is comedy, it's entertainment. I don't think people really get it. I mean, there's a woman on the Real Housewives of New York. She has shit herself on camera 3 times. And she still thinks she's better than you, right? She's not like, oh no, that's not her. Legit, one time there were shit streaks on the vacation tile home, like on the white tile of their vacation home, shit streaks. And the camera panned on the shit and then up her body, and she just went, we're going to Bagatelle for lunch. And that was it. That was it. They'll fist fight at a christening. I mean, it is heaven. Who has seen Cynthia's bachelorette party on? Okay, you have. You're gonna be my helper, if that's okay. I'm gonna recap an episode, that one, obviously. And if I lie or exaggerate, you can stop me. You can actually touch my leg, we're really close. So, yeah, if I lie at all. Okay, so I'm gonna recap this episode of Cynthia's Bachelorette Party from The Real Housewives of Atlanta. And I want you to know this is not a premiere. This is not a special, this is not a finale, like regular episode. So, Cynthia's getting married. Her friend decides to throw her bachelorette party. Her friend who's hosting it, she takes a private jet and makes everyone else share a Sprinter van. Okay. That's just the beginning. Then the hostess Postmates herself crab cakes, but for nobody else. And the women go, did you get us crab cakes? We're hungry. And she says, there's chips in the kitchen.
She shakes her head.
I don't know how you feel about seafood. I would slit a friend's throat. Like, don't you dare. Don't you dare eat seafood without me. But they love her, and they want Cynthia to have a good time, so no one fights. They keep it together. They get ready for the nighttime activities. They go upstairs. They all put on lingerie. They come back downstairs. They put Cynthia in a sex swing, and then they put a vibrator on her clit. Okay? This is on Peacock.
She looks at the crowd in disbelief.
No birthday necessary. Just, you can watch it. And we're only 20 minutes in, okay? We're 20 minutes in. There's a 50-year-old woman shivering on a wall in front of her friends, and there's still 40 minutes left to this episode. So you're like, what else is gonna happen? What happens is there's a cage in the backyard. In the cage, there's a stripper named Bolo. He is sexy, and he is wearing head-to-toe fake Chanel, but it is also COVID, so there's a shield. Okay?
She keeps her hand leveled to her neck.
So he's stripping with the shield. They're like, cash, cash, cash. Everything is great. Then he ends up having a threesome, okay, with two of the women in the house, one of which, that's, like, really good because she just broke up with the hot dog king, and I feel like that was good for her. And then the other woman we've never seen again. So, Tanya, we're thinking about you. Like, I don't know what happened. Where did she go? Truly disappeared from the universe. I hope everything's okay. She was in a long-term partnership. Okay, but anyways. So then the next day, they all wake up. They're hungover. They're tired. They're sore. They don't rest. They don't fucking rest. They go fishing. And then one of the women catches a shark. She pulls a shark out of the ocean. M. Night Shyamalan who, okay? People are like, how do you know it's not fake and scripted? Yeah, that shark didn't get paid, okay? That was nature. And yeah, I don't work for them. I don't know why. I love it. That's the end. Okay. A lot of TV. Thank you. A lot of TV. I've been a TV girl forever, and you know what my Roman Empire. I don't know if any of you remember it, or MTV True Life, I'm getting plastic surgery, the guy who got fake calves.
She shakes her head in disbelief.
Where is he? What's he up to? Did the calves improve his life? Like, I just want to know, because the thing about it is, like, you have no friends. Like, who cares about your calves? Like, we see your life. There's a doc crew. Like, your apartment looks like shit. Like, I don't know why calves. That's just so cocky to me to think that the calves are the issue. But he got this calf implant, and then he's alone, and they were, like, bleeding. And then the Domino's pizza guy came, and he was just hobbling.
She imitates the walk.
Hobbling through my mind ever since. Like, sorry, but that really connected. You know what I fucking miss? The last time I feel we were all united as a people, do you remember when they took the green M&M's boots away? That was fun. We all learned that we all wanted to fuck her. Like, that was so cool. No matter who you voted for, everyone was like, bring back the whore. Yeah, we need her lashes, please. We could have all really bonded during the submersible thing, but then some people were like, no, they're live. And yeah, that was annoying. If you were sad for them, you really ruined a lot of people's fun. But it is okay. One of my goals as I age, I would say, is I really want to stay connected to youth culture. I don't want to become old and have outdated ideas for no reason and not know why I believe in them. I just want to keep evolving. It's very important to me. But then when you hang out with the youth, I feel like I want to join the Proud Boys. I'll tell you. You seem shocked. I'll tell you what happened. So my niece, she's 19, Gen Z, and she had never seen The Devil Wears Prada. And it's one of my favorite movies. So I went, oh my God, this is going to be like an awesome bonding moment. We'll watch The Devil Wears Prada together. She hated it. It's the scene where the blonde guy's trying to have sex with Anne Hathaway. She keeps saying no. He keeps trying. She keeps saying no. So my niece says, what the fuck? She said no. Why isn't he listening to her? I don't know what came over me. I go, I don't know. Why are you talking during the movie, bitch?
She looks to the side angrily.
It's in Paris. It's romantic, okay? Can't enjoy anything anymore. He's offering you a job. Do it, okay? Don't you want to work?
Lisa crosses her arms.
And then she also said, so much body shaming. And I was like, do you want to work in fashion or not? I don't know what to tell you.
She keeps her arms crossed.
No, body stuff, of course. You know, difficult. Last year, I lost 40 pounds. Before you clap, you know, I gained it back. But it didn't seem like any of you were going to clap. Usually, you know, that it's like a fun dynamic, but yep, no, gained it back. It's fine. If you're on a weight loss journey, though, my biggest advice is don't throw away your old clothes. That is the best and most realistic advice you're going to get. You get cocky. You're like, yeah, I'm going to eat ground turkey for fucking life, you know? And then you realize Greek yogurt sucks, and then you don't have any dresses. So... And it sucks to go buy dresses. Plus size shopping sucks. Like, the plus size store in my old neighborhood, it was called the Plus Bus. Yeah. Yeah. Because people would be like, wow, I love your dress. Where'd you get it? And then I had to go, I got it at the Plus Bus. So I'm sure you don't want it anymore. But also, what is it? Are we getting on the bus or are we the bus? What's happening? What is it? I don't understand it even.
She passes her microphone from one hand to the other.
The Macy's on 34th Street was the worst. The plus size section was on the 7th floor next to the bedding. Shady. But then at one point they built an Auntie Anne's Pretzels inside the plus size section. Is Regina George head of marketing?
She looks at the crowd with confusion.
Wafting salted dough through the aisles? Let me buy my pocketless pants in peace. Like, let me do that. Yeah, not enough room for a pocket. Just wanna throw coins at us, see where we put them. So wild. I am healthier now because I had a couple moments where I was like, oh, this is not good. I gotta get it together. One, I just wasn't feeling good. And I told a friend, I said, fuck, what if I have diabetes? And he said, are you losing weight rapidly? And I was like, okay, I guess I don't have diabetes.
She mouths the word fuck.
That was a low point, to be jealous of a diabetic lifestyle. Just like, I want a fun sticker. It was not good. I have a thyroid disorder. That's my fun thing. Okay, wow. No, I got it because I was born, you know, near Chernobyl, so I got it from Chernobyl. Name drop. Okay.
She mimics flipping her hair with pride.
Nice. No, one time, I do go to an endocrinologist. Anyone on levothyroxine? That is my number one target demo is girls with thyroid disorders. Okay. But my thyroid doctor once, I said to her, I go, you know, I read that coffee is really bad for your thyroid. I'm thinking of cutting it out of my life. And she looked at me and goes, Lisa, coffee is the least of your problems. To be bullied by an endocrinologist, like, fuck. But... my other like kind of wake up moment to get into my health was, again, a doctor thing. You know, I'm really into the portal, you know, like for I'm not Donnie Darko. I'm not time travel, but like the patient portal. I like it. I like communicating with doctors in there. I just feel like you could do whatever. Because I think it's a great invention. When I was 16, I remember distinctly calling my gynecologist in the middle of the night hysterically crying because I thought I had herpes and it was razor burn. Yeah, no, razor burn. I was a virgin. Just a teen learning how to shave, ruining my doctor's night. But my patient portal, so I wrote to a doctor. I had back pain. Basically, my back was hurting underneath my ribs, and it wasn't going away. It was like 4 days in. So I finally messaged my doctor. She called me back, and she starts asking me all these questions because I legit was like, my kidneys are failing. And so she asked me all these questions, and she asks, well, did you do any irregular physical activity? And then it hit me that I had gone bowling. And... we only rented the lane for an hour and there was six of us. So the thought that like, I thought my kidneys were failing off of a couple bowls. Yeah, I had to get it together. And you know what else sucks? Like, has this happened to you where someone tells you about the worst thing they've ever done and they couldn't believe it? And then you have to pretend like you don't do that every day. That is tough. Your everyday lifestyle is someone's like rock bottom. I would say a friend of a friend. I don't like her. Okay, but she was explaining to me that she got stranded at the airport, all flights canceled, she couldn't get a hotel, everything is closed, and then she goes, ugh, so I had to go to McDonald's. I had a Big Mac, but I took the middle bun out, and I had to be like, not a Big Mac. I am so sorry. That's disgusting. Every day I have to make a choice to not go to McDonald's. I love it so fucking much. Like, I could, yeah. Yeah, I hate that girl, honestly. I hope you're watching. I hate her. Oh man, yeah, I'm a menace. I'm a gossip. I talk shit. I'm a little bit chaotic when it comes to that side of my life. Yeah, I talk shit. I do. My therapist said, "Are you just scared if you're not talking shit, you don't have anything to say?" And I said, "Sherry, who's paying who here?" I am very confused with the way you're speaking to me right now. No, I deserved it. I thought a friend and married friend were fucking, and then I told everybody, and then it was not true. And so...
She crosses her arms and lowers her eyes.
I know, but they're still my friends, so how am I going to learn a lesson? You know what I mean? Like, be fun. Then you can try to destroy a marriage. And hold their baby at Christmas. Okay, but no. I just think it's the nice thing to do. We should let all your friends and family talk shit about you. I really believe that is the kind thing to do. We're all very difficult. We're annoying. We're quirky people. And I think we should let our friends talk shit about us. I hate when people go, "Say it to my face." You don't want to hear this.
She shakes her head.
No. Your marriage is crumbling. We've noticed. So if you want me to come over for the barbecue, I need a half hour. I need a half hour. I hate your husband. Okay, no, my friend's husband's the worst. Like, this is a small example, but one time we were all hanging out with her. We were, like, having a great time. He walks in the room, and he asks, "Hey, where's the frozen fruit?" It broke me. There's a clue in the name, okay? There's a clue. Do you have other appliances that freeze shit? Then get on Shark Tank. How about that? That would be amazing. Maybe we could respect you for once. That went too far, but just raised kids with a man who doesn't know where frozen fruit, I just want to know where he looked. That's it. I just want to know where he looked. But I have one friend, so I went over to her house for a birthday party, but I flew in and all of her friends left, so I was the only one left. And we're hanging out and I go, "So do you want to talk shit or..." And she's "What?" And I go, "Well, everyone left. Do you want to talk shit about them?" And she goes, "Those are my friends and I love them and we had a great time. I don't know what you're trying to do." And I said, yeah, no, I love them too. But like, don't you want to talk about them? Like, I don't understand. I do not understand. And she would not talk shit. She would not gossip, nothing. And so we're hanging out. And then I go, "That one couple, they're like just not into marriage. They've been together for a while." And then she goes, "She wants to get married. He doesn't. Are you happy now?" And I'm like, "Yeah, I am." I knew there was something. I knew it. I really did. And the thing is, I'm going to bring it down. I'm so sorry. But I do think about fascism a lot. I do. I think about fascism. I think about the destruction of what's happening. I'm terrified. And then it just goes darker and darker where then I'm like, oh, my God, the labor camps. We're going to be in a labor camp. What am I going to do? And then I get so scared because, like, what if I'm still annoying in the labor camp? We think about being physically fit, mentally strong, but what if you're too chatty for the camps, right? We don't think about that. What if you can't whisper? What if you're a messy bitch who thrives on drama? Like, what? The camps are not gonna be good for... I could see myself digging one day, you know, one of the main camp activities. just looking at a guard. Yeah, we're working. Yeah, thanks. Yeah, we're good. Nice boots. Uh-huh.
She mimics digging through dirt.
Did you see who he fucked? That was hot. And you know I would take my pajama and make it into a crop top. Fashion forward in the camps. Okay. Clap if you are a good driver. Okay, clap if you're a bad driver. Okay, all right. Cool. Don't worry. I'm going to speak on behalf of the bad drivers that I'm really excited. And there's so many good drivers here, so I'm really lucky. I just want to change your perspective just a little bit. Maybe you're not understanding. So as a bad driver, when we make a mistake on the road, we know what we've done, okay? We are not confused. We're in a highway median, okay? Like... Clearly, there's been a mistake, right? Like, I get what's happening. I've caused it. And even if I didn't, what are you doing? What are you doing? What? Why are you looking at me? What? It's me, bitch. I'm scared too, okay? No reason to glare. We know there's a problem. Stop it. Stop it. So when we get to a red light, that's our moment to relax, reflect, take a breath. I just want to breathe, but I can't because I feel you. I feel you. And I don't get it. Like, I know why I'm upset. I was about to serve 15 for vehicular manslaughter, okay? So I know why I'm in a mood, but...
She acts annoyed.
What's wrong with it? Why are you so mad? I am just a girl in the right lane trying to take a left, you know? Let me in. Let me in. I'm not Vin Diesel. I'm not trying to fuck with your family, okay? I'm not trying to Tokyo drift here. Like, I was just running late. I thought I found a fun little lane. It wasn't. It wasn't a secret. It was actually a school drop-off, okay? So I gotta get back in. It's raining. I can't see. Hot air, cold air, what button? I don't remember. I do not remember. I just need you to know I am trying my best. JK, I'm on my phone. Okay. Listen, that's the end. Okay, thank you so much.
Lisa puts the microphone down and leaves the stage, which is decorated with pink flowers. The crowd cheers and claps as she walks through the seats with a large smile on her face. Text in soft pink appears, written and performed by Lisa Traeger. A picture of a young Lisa appears, with her red cheeks covered in sour cream, followed by another with her dad wearing the butt t-shirt, and then another of her posing in front of the owl collection display at school, followed by a couple of her being gifted owl figurines on different occasions. The credits appear in soft pink lettering. Directed by Jeff Tomsic. Executive producer, Laura Lucchetti. Executive producers, Brian Hoff and Jeff Tomsic. Executive in charge, Evelina Trapani. Line producer, Stella Somayas. Director of photography, Jordan Levy. Lighting designer, Kenny Gribben. Production designer, Amanda Carzoli. Editor, Jason Katz. Producer, Julia Olson. The rest of the credits scroll up the screen as more pictures from Lisa's childhood appear, showing her in front of a black and white mural of the Backstreet Boys, and then in front of a board covered with their pictures. A black and white picture shows her as a baby in a stroller, smiling to the camera. Then one last picture shows the family posing in front of the Statue of Liberty. Recorded live at Village Underground. Copyright 2025 Glitter Cheese, Inc. This motion picture is protected under the laws of the United States and other countries. Unauthorized duplication, distribution, or exhibition may result in civil liability and criminal prosecution. Video description, Diffuse. Voicer, Vito DiFilippo. Writer, Garance Bélab-Wallou. The logo for Hoff Studios.
A red letter N unfolds into a spectrum of colors.